Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, my name is Ryan Paulson. I am the lead pastor at Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I am honored to be bringing to you your audio Daily Phil devotion. Today's devotion is entitled King Over Culture. I can remember when I first started following Jesus after my senior year of high school. Someone asked me, "How is your spiritual life going?" Now, I'd been around church enough to know what they meant. They meant, "How is your relationship with Jesus?" But the question itself revealed the way that we often think about life as being divided into compartments. We have our spiritual life, our relational life, our family life, our financial life, our physical life. And we even periodically imagine that the boxes don't bleed over from one to the other. However, the first followers of Jesus didn't view following Jesus in that way. For them, allegiance to Jesus changed everything, not just their spiritual life. One of the best examples we have of this is a reference to the way people were often thrown off by the devotion of Christians in Thessalonica. In Acts chapter 17, verses 6 through 7, Luke recorded, "These men who have turned the world upside down have come here also, and Jason has received them, and they are all acting against the decrees of Caesar, saying, 'There is another king, Jesus.'" Now, when the early followers of Jesus made the claim that Jesus is Lord, it wasn't just a religious claim. It was a political claim too. It was the political side of the assertion that got them in trouble. For them, religion and politics were intricately and explicitly intertwined, primarily because the Caesar demanded worship. Yet Luke pointed out that the claim Jesus is Lord turned the world upside down. However, it didn't turn the world upside down because of what happened inside the church building or solely in the spiritual lives of Christians. No, it turned the world upside down because of the way the claim Jesus is Lord caused early followers of Jesus to live completely differently. They worshiped differently. They loved differently. They used their money differently. But they also interacted in the public square differently. Following Jesus doesn't just change our spiritual life. It transforms our whole life. What might it look like for followers of Jesus to, quote unquote, turn the world upside down through the declaration that Jesus is Lord? What might it look like today for the claim Jesus is Lord to shape our politics like it did for the early church? It would mean that the kingdom of God and the reign of God became our first priority. It would mean that allegiance to Jesus was primary over every other affiliation. It would mean that we sought to follow His way in all that we do. You know, would you take some time today and ask the Spirit to reveal places of your life that you need to surrender to the Lordship of Jesus? And then after that, would you join me in praying that the Lord would once again turn the world upside down through His followers and through the declaration that Jesus is Lord? Let me pray for you. Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you so much for the truth that you reign, that you are Lord of all. And we gladly bring our lives under your rule and your reign. Father, our prayer would be that you would transform every fiber of our being, that we might truly live in your way, with your heart, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.